Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 2nd of December, 2019. It is the 336th day of the year. 29 days remain till the end of the year, 19 days until winter begins, 92 days until primaries, and 337 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:08, the sunset at 4:51 this evening. We have 9 hours and 43 minutes of daylight. First low tide will be at 9:50 this morning, the next high tide at 2:57 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate, 9:53 tonight. The moon is currently 33.7% visible. A waxing crescent moon. Today is Business of Popping Corn Day, Cyber Monday, National Fritters Day, National Mutt Day, Play Basketball Day, Safety Razor Day, and Special Education Day. It's also International Day for the Abolition of Slavery, National Day in Laos, and National Day in the United Arab Emirates. In 1763, on this day in history, dedication of the Touro Synagogue in Newport, Rhode Island, the first synagogue in what will become the United States. 1954, the United States Senate votes 65-22 to censure Joseph McCarthy for conduct that tends to bring the Senate into dishonor and disrepute. On this day in history, if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Maria Callas, Julie Harris, Wynton Kelly, Harry Reid, David McCauley, Kathy Lee Crosby, T. Corgazian Boyle, Ann Patchett, Lucy Liu, Nellie Furtado, and Britney Spears. Much, much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. Q comes to us every day from the CBC. We can hear it tonight at 6 o'clock here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, time to pack them up. School is on today. And here's what's going to be served for lunch today in many of the cafeterias. A quorum of all beef hot dog, the chicken tenders and roll, the cheese garlic bread and tomato soup, the yogurt parfait, the celery and cucumber cup with ranch and baby carrots. Much of that will be served in today's San Francisco school cafeterias today. This is 91.7 KLW. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock today. More BBC news this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. That atmospheric river is sweeping through Northern California. We may expect more rain and strong winds today and in the next few days. Anticipate 1 to 3 inches of rain in the Bay Area and 2 to 6 more inches north and east of here. There might be a slight lull midweek, then a second wave of weather should come through the Bay Area again. Higher elevations will expect snow and more snow. We're not quite talking about skiing yet. We're more worried about driving through all that white, cold stuff. Travelers on Interstate 80 should have snow chains for your tires ready. Some trucks are being halted or turned around. Preferences are being given to vehicles with four-wheel drive and snow tires. The words decolonize and this is stolen land were written in red paint on the statues of two Spanish explorers near San Francisco's Lake Merced on Thanksgiving Day. The subjects are the bronze depictions of Juan Bautista de Anza and Carlos III. Those who painted the words have not been identified. Cleanup crews have been called. A little history lesson: in 1775, Bautista de Anza led nearly 300 European colonists on a 1,200-mile trek from Mexico to the land that would eventually be named San Francisco, also founding a presidio and mission near the area. Carlos III was the king of Spain during that time, and the statue made of his likeness was supposedly a gift to the city from King Juan Carlos, rather King Carlos I of Spain, honoring the bicentennial of San Francisco. The statues were relocated from Justin Herman Plaza to Lake Merced Park in 2003. Graffiti isn't just a problem with political statements. City officials have also in the recent past also responded to spray-painted Amazon Prime logos on sidewalks. Big love to sfgate.com and sfchronicle.com for these stories. The Cross Currents Morning Report will come your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04. And a full half hour of Cross Currents later this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Monday through Thursdays at 8 p.m. Tune in to KLW for As It Happens from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. The show brings you conversations with newsmakers and up-close and personal accounts of the unusual and the unexpected. The CBC's As It Happens, 8 o'clock tonight and every Monday through Thursday here on 91.7 KLW. One more hour of Morning Edition is next from NPR News. So support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the estate of Joan Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio. High winds on the bridges right now. Drive mindfully today. Rain in the morning, chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s to the lower 60s. Southeast winds up to 20 miles per hour, and rain will be on and off all week. This is 91.7 KALW. Time right now is 8:07.